Spain's fishing industry, devastated by last month's massive oil spill, got a boost this week. Morocco announced that Spanish fishermen will be allowed to fish in Moroccan waters beginning next month. The fishermen remain angry over the way the government of Prime Minister José María Aznar handled the oil spill. Weeks after the tanker Prestige broke apart and sank in the Atlantic Ocean, oil slicks are still contaminating Spanish waters. Jerome Sokolowski reports.
When a government official recently visited the docks in the village of Aguino, the fishermen greeted him with angry shouts and buckets of black slime. It was bad enough that fishing had been banned along the entire coast of Galicia. The fishermen were furious that the government hadn't done enough to stop the onslaught of oil. Even now, the villagers are still going out in their own trawlers to scoop up the toxic mess with their fishing nets and even their bare hands. Fisherman José Luis Beja says he's had to listen to Portuguese radio to find out about the size and location of the slicks because Spanish authorities have minimized the danger.
If you ask me, they really did a number on us. From the first moment, the government has been covering up everything, and they are still covering it up.
Many experts agree with the fishermen that the government's mistakes began as soon as the hull of the Prestige sprang a leak. At first, the authorities tried to get rid of the problem by ordering the tanker towed as far from the coast as possible. But the vessel cracked in two and sank in rough seas, releasing millions of gallons of oil. Environmentalists say a much wider area is now being contaminated than if the crippled vessel had been brought into port. Luis Ruiz, a Madrid University student, went to Galicia to shovel the knee-deep black sludge as the first beaches were polluted. He was angry that the region's leader, Manuel Fraga, had gone partridge hunting, denying there was a black tide.
When I was cleaning the beaches, I was thinking about the words of Fraga that said there wasn't a black tide. And next to me, I see the beach and the rocks, and I was very, very sad.
It was only after thousands of volunteers from around Europe went up to Galicia to clean the beaches that the government decided to send in the army to do the job. Ruiz says there were some soldiers there from the beginning, but they were Belgians.
We meet there a group of Belgian soldiers. They were cleaning the beach. They were there when the Spanish soldiers weren't there.
Aznar finally apologized for his government's errors on national television, and for the first time he referred to the oil spill as a calamity.
We are very aware that we are facing the biggest ecological catastrophe Spain has ever seen.
But for many Spaniards, that wasn't enough, and the anger is rising. The demonstrations have spread to other parts of the country, and many people are demanding Aznar's resignation. Polls show that 4 out of 5 Spaniards think the government was too slow in reacting to the catastrophe. Charles Powell, a political analyst in Madrid, says Aznar's popularity is at its lowest point ever.
He's a rather cold, calculating, level-headed type of leader. He knew probably that he couldn't strike a particularly imposing figure on the beaches.
Aznar's due to leave office in a little over a year, and there's no clear successor to lead his center-right popular party. Whoever that successor is could find that the party's reputation is still blackened by the oil on the beaches. For NPR News, this is Jerome Sokolowski on the coast of Galicia, Spain.